Thank you, Benny. That was really pretty. Thank you so much for playing this afternoon. That was great. Thank you. Good afternoon. It is such an honor and a privilege to be at Gadsden First United Methodist Church today. As Sherry talked about, we served together with Bishop Wallace Paget's cabinet, and Sherry is such an amazing pastor and leader. Amen? She's a great pastor, and I know y'all are blessed to have her and Rob and the girls here. They do such a wonderful job, and she's a close friend, a good friend. We got a chance to catch up some this morning, and that was just a really fun time for us to be able to talk some, and we're in different worlds now. I've retired, like she said, kind of retired, semi-retired, and she's still working away at the church, and it was good to be with her. But y'all have a beautiful sanctuary. It's been many years since I've been in it, but the windows and the wood are just fabulous. And so it's a great place to worship. The scripture today comes from Holy Week, of course, but from John, the 13th chapter, beginning in the first verse. I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. It was before Passover, and Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to return to the Father. He had always loved his followers in the world, and he loved them to the very end. Even before the evening meal started, the devil had made Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, decide to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that he had come from God and would go back to God. He also knew that the Father had given him complete power. So during the meal, Jesus got up, removed his outer garment, and wrapped a towel around his waist. He put some water into a large bowl, then he began washing his disciples' feet and drying them with the towel he was wearing. Let's pray. Amen and amen. Where does courage come from? Where does courage come from? My dad is 94, getting ready to be 95 next month, with he and my mom, who's also in her 90s, live in Birmingham. And a blessing, they live in the same house they moved into in 1957, and they're still there. I wasn't even born yet. And so they're still there, and they're doing well. I'm going to go by and see them this afternoon, maybe tomorrow if I can. And my dad is so funny because every night he watches an old Western. And when I'm talking old, I'm talking about 19 Tom Mix. Anybody remember Tom Mix? I was like, and I get so tickled because he'll say, "Hey, Tom, do you remember that movie that Tom Mix was in? Didn't you go see it?" And I'm like, "Dad, I'm old, but I'm not that old. You know, I don't remember that movie." But the thing about the old Westerns that I think my dad really, really likes, and it's really amazing, and you could remember all the Westerns, Audie Murphy and whoever else your favorite Western actor is, but all those heroes had courage, didn't they? They were all brave. They didn't think anything about facing down the evil gunfighter or taking on the ruthless cattle baron or whoever the villain is in the movie, but they had courage. And all I know is, at least for me, maybe for you, it's really hard to have courage today. We live in a culture that just seems to drain courage out of people. We end up living in a courageless society. It's hard to do and say and be who we want because there's so many negative voices, there's so much division, there's so many things going on that just makes it hard to be brave and courageous. And so I ask you, where do you think courage comes from? As I was reading the passage here for Holy Week, the one tonight, today we read today, I was struck by the fact that Jesus was courageous, wouldn't you think? Probably the most courageous person that's ever lived. And where did courage come from him? And it was hidden in this passage. It struck me as I was reading the passage this week. Struck me that in this passage, courage comes from two places. And it's almost hidden there. It says, Jesus, knowing that he was from God and going back to God, was able to do a real courageous thing. he was able to wash his friend's feet. Now, that may not sound like too bad for you, but I don't want anybody washing my feet. You know what I'm saying there? And I'm not really sure I want to wash anybody else's feet, to be honest with you. So where does the courage come from to take a chance? Where does the courage come from to do something unexpected that no one would ever dream of doing? Where does the courage come from to take a stand, to speak truth to people who don't like you very much? Where does the courage come from to stay quiet when you're on trial for your life before governors and kings? Courage comes from two places. It comes from knowing where we're from. If I was to ask you where you're from, you'd have a place, right? I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. And like I just told you, I'm from Roebuck in the eastern part of Birmingham. Where are you from? Gadsden, maybe. I was talking with someone this morning, and they were born and raised here in Gadsden. You may be from somewhere else, but we all know where we're from. And there's something powerful about knowing where we're from with God. God's been at work in our lives in so many ways. He's done so many things, and he's blessed us so many times that we should have courage. Courage comes from remembering what good things God has done for us. None of y'all are near old enough to remember testimony meetings, okay? Testimony meetings, I remember testimony meetings where somebody would get up and they would just tell what God had done in their life. It may be a Wednesday night, and they sing a couple of hymns, and the organist wasn't near as good as y'all's, but they would play the organ or whatever, and some people would get up and just talk about all the great things God had done. When is the last time we talked to anybody about the great things God has done for us? You see, if courage comes from where we're from, I need to think about where I'm from. I need to remember that day that God answered my prayer. I need to remember that day that God told that person to call me on the phone and encourage me when I was down. I need to remember that day in Costa Rica when I saw that man give his life to Christ. I need to remember that day. I need to remember where I'm from. And the more I remember where I'm from, the easier it is for me to have courage. My wife is getting ready to go to Jacksonville, Florida, to Mayo Clinic with a friend of hers. The friend is ill and has some serious health issues, and so my wife is going to go down there with her, and they're leaving Saturday. And so we were talking last night about going to Jacksonville and where the Mayo Clinic is. And everybody's got your cell phone, got Google Maps or whatever, and so I Google that, and, you know, a map comes up and everything. But then it asks a question. Choose your starting location. Right? Very top. If you don't know your starting location, guess what? Map doesn't work, does it? And it's really hard to have courage if you're driving to a strange town if you don't know the way that you need to go. Where are you from today? What's God done in your life? Easter's a great time to remember that. The resurrection, the crucifixion, the power of God. Easter is a great time to remember and just say, thank you, God, for bringing me here. Where are you from? I'm from the places where God brought me. And so are you. But the other place that courage comes from is you got to know where you're going. Anybody ever been lost? Nobody in here has ever been lost. We're going to talk about, I'm going to come back next week and talk about telling the truth. Would that be okay? That nobody. If you've been lost, what is the main problem? You know where you are right then, but you have no clue where you're going, right? I hate to tell this story, but when I moved to Atlanta to seminary, long before Sherry was in seminary, the same place, seminary, I went with one of my best friends, and we were in seminary together. We went to Atlanta at Emory. And this sounds really silly, but you know how we learned Atlanta? We would leave our apartment on an afternoon and go get lost. Wasn't hard to do in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard to do in Atlanta at all to get lost. But we would start driving and we'd turn here. He'd say, turn here. I go, no. And we'd just drive away. We were driving one day and came out to this big mall. We had no idea where we were. Never got back there the whole time I was in Atlanta. But it's easy to get lost. You just don't have to, you just have to know, not know where you are going. I think that's so powerful when John writes that Jesus was able to kneel down and wash feet and go through everything you went through at Holy Week. That Jesus was able to do that because he knew he was going back to God. He knew where he was going. Jesus knew where he was from and he knew where he was going. Does it make the journey any easier? It doesn't shorten the distance between Birmingham and Jacksonville, but knowing where you're going makes the journey easier. It gives us faith. It gives us courage. I think sometimes maybe we ought to read more about the journey, don't you? About where we're going to go, where we're going to end up, who we're going to be with. I think that's one reason why we live in a courageless society, because nobody has any idea where we're going. We wander around aimlessly, hoping we get there. Kind of like me in Atlanta with my friend. What about you? Do you know where you're going? Do you know the path God has laid out for you? Do you know the destination you're going to be at? Jesus was able to take his cloak off and wrap it around. He had a towel and wrap the towel around his waist and kneel down and remove the sandals from his friend's feet that had been walking and able to wash each one. And I have been to foot washing ceremonies. Excuse me, I have been to foot washing ceremonies before, but I can't imagine the love and compassion it took. The vulnerability. How vulnerable do you have to be to lovingly wash the feet, the toes, the ankles of somebody? But Jesus had the courage to do that because he knew where he was from and he knew where he was going. Do you? Do I? I want to have courage. I want to be like Audie Murphy, Randolph Scott, John Wayne. You could pick your favorite hero. I want to be able to stand there on the dusty street, you know, in courage facing the other gunfighter. I really don't want to face a gunfighter, but I want to have that kind of courage. And the way to get it is the same way Jesus got it. Know where you're from. Know where you're going. And the courage will come. Let's pray. God, you're so good. You've blessed us in so many ways. Help us to remember all those blessings as we go to lunch today. Help us to remember where we're from. Open our eyes to see where we're going, Lord, that we'll really know what you've called us to and where you're calling us to and the path you've placed us on. Help us to believe and trust in you and our destination. Lord, come today as we spend time sharing food around the table. Bless the food we're about to eat. Use it in us. Use us in you. In your service in the days and weeks and months and years to come. Dismiss us this day with your grace and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. May you have a great and blessed Holy Week and Easter. And I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. God bless you.